Bruce Wayne is seen nationwide, daily on Fox, ABC, CBS, and independent TV stations across the United States. And now, Bruce and his team of 22 medical doctors, scientists, and fitness experts team up for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Join us for the next hour and learn why doctors, physical therapists, dietitians, and a gazillion nurses all use Armageddon Weight Loss. Now, your host and founder of Armageddon Weight Loss, Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne is arguably one of the most qualified weight loss experts in the world. Bruce Wayne is seen on TV daily nationwide on CBS, ABC, Fox, The CW, Warner Brothers affiliates, and independent TV stations across the U.S. He's the founder and creator of Armageddon Weight Loss DVD program sold nationwide and internationally, including Brazil, India, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Bruce Wayne has worked on the bone marrow transplant, lung transplant, and burn and trauma intensive care units at Harvard Medical School Teaching Hospital. He is a champion weightlifter and has over 30 years of experience in the health and wellness field. His medical team is comprised of 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. Bruce Wayne is also author of 13 books on weight loss and other health topics, and his client Carlos from right here in Atlanta lost over 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics. I am Jennifer Green, your co-host.
And I'm Bruce Wayne, and welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Today's show topic, can you miss your window of opportunity to lose weight? While we don't have any hard scientific data to go on here, over the last several years, we have began to notice that we have been turning away some clients because they were simply too far gone and fell outside the scope of what our program could do to help them. In fact, they were so far gone that it was unlikely that anyone could really help them to achieve their weight loss goals. When I say the window of opportunity, I mean you lack the physical ability to perform the necessary exercises required to truly get in shape. Now, before all the gastric bypass surgery and lap band surgery doctors all start calling me out here, what I want to say is, let me give you some context here. To the best of my knowledge, it is literally scientifically impossible to build muscle mass from just diet alone, or from gastric bypass surgery for that matter. So the next time you see a commercial on TV showing you some fit-toned person who used a diet-only program to get in shape, they're just blatantly lying to the public. So listen up. This is not a program you want to miss today. And before you think that today's program is only for some morbidly obese person, think again. Our guest today is real estate coordinator Sandra Powers, who's from California, who came to us a bit frustrated. She said she tried so many programs. She'd gain some weight, lose weight, then gain it all back again. You know the story. Sandy's pear-shaped. Ladies, you know what I mean when I say pear-shaped. She carries most of her weight in her lower half, and at 50 years old, she's in full-blown menopause. A couple of years ago, she was perfectly fine, and one day, she reached down to pick up something off the floor, and she couldn't walk. She also has bad ankles, cellulite, a muffin top. In addition to all that good stuff, Sandy works a full-time job, plus she also checks in on her elderly dad. Oh, and I almost forgot. Sandy was nervous to join any program because she had constant pain in her neck from a previous program she had tried before to lose weight. Sandy said she tried a variety of programs. However, she always seems to end up getting injured every time she would try one of these programs. Sandy, welcome to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show.
Thank you.
Today's show topic, can you miss your window of opportunity to lose weight? So I remember teaching a class that I had a number of 40 and 50 year old women, and good Lord, there were so many shoulder and back injuries. According to research data, musculoskeletal disease affect more than one out of every two person in the United States age 18 and over, and nearly three out of four age 65 and over. Trauma, back pain, and arthritis are the three most common musculoskeletal conditions reported, and for which health care visits to the physician office, emergency department, and hospital occurs each year. The cost of treating major musculoskeletal diseases, which often includes long-term pain and disability, is also greater than for treatment of many other common health conditions. Yet research dollars to identify causes, create new treatments, and reduce pain and disability remain much lower than that of the other health conditions. Here at Armageddon Weight Loss, we always pay attention to musculoskeletal injuries when designing someone's program, because we really believe that it's really something that you can't overlook. You know, not being able to actually, you know, walk because you have a bad ankle or a bad knee, etc., is going to really sort of make it very difficult for you to be able to actually achieve your goals. With the aging of the U.S. population, musculoskeletal disease are becoming a greater burden every year. So, Sandy, when did you begin to notice that your injuries were piling up?
I would say over the last 5 to 10 years, especially the last 5 years, I've experienced more and more injuries that I'm having a much harder time recovering from.
And tell us about your back injury.
My back injury, I went from being perfectly fine. I was at work. I stopped at the store on the way home to actually buy some new pants since I had gained weight and my current pants were not fitting me. And I was literally trying on a pair of pants and my back went out, which I had never experienced in my life. And went from being perfectly fine one day to barely being able to walk instantly.
That sounds awful. I've had that happen to me too, and it's just debilitating. How did this affect your day-to-day activities?
I was actually off work for over 2 months.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of rehab, a lot of doctor's appointments, a lot of frustration, and it's like you come to work one day and you think you're going to be there the next day, and then all of a sudden you can't even put on your own shoes. Well, you can't even get yourself dressed without somebody helping you. So it was, for me, it was like that was something that happened to other people. That wasn't something that happened to me. And so it was a real eye-opener.
I bet you really, really began to look at your health differently, just losing your independence so quickly. And it's one of the things that, Jennifer, I talk about a lot, which is, how people are so busy taking care of everything else, but then one day something happened with their health and then everything stops. You can't even go to work. So how about exercise? How did that affect you? Were you able to exercise?
No. I mean, it was exercise enough just to get myself dressed, and even to like get myself to the doctor, I'd have to allow like an extra, like just to get in and out of a car was like a major project. So that was my exercise at that point.
Wow. And by the way, what happened to your neck? How did you get it injured?
My neck started after I was in a car accident, a pretty severe one, in my mid-20s, and my head hit the driver's side window repeatedly because I was skidding across the parking lot from the impact. And ever since then, I had fluid on the brain and all kinds, like a severe concussion, and I had to, ever since then, I've had limited range of motion, and it's like aches and pains, I tend to carry it in my neck.
Wow. What happened to your ankle? You also had an ankle injury.
I did. It was a very minor trip. I went to step up on a deck, and I missed the deck, and I just tripped. I mean, minor fall. We were all laughing. And so it was really no big deal, but it's been probably about 2 years now, and on and off, it's fine 1 minute, and then next day, it's not fine. I mean, I couldn't wear, even to wear a pair of heels was like, I went from wearing heels to wearing no heels. It was like, okay, can barely hobble around, and walking up and down stairs was like, I just took one step at a time and went so slow. And so it's been slow.
Wow.
And like I said, it was such a minor trip and fall. We were all laughing at the time. So I would never think that this was going to turn into such a long-term, recovery.
Did you have all of these injuries going on, like your back, your neck, and your ankle at the same time? I mean, that would just, God, I just can't imagine having to try to carry on my normal day-to-day activities with all that pain.
No, it wasn't pleasant. It hasn't been.
You're a trooper.
You know, it's one of those things, that one of those freak accidents that people have as well, is when they reach into the back seat to grab something and they reach around and they end up hurting their shoulders as well. And that's a really common one. And you're thinking, well, I just reached down for something, you know, and it's one of those things that when you're actually training as well, is that a lot of time they focus on these large muscle group, but they're not paying attention to those tendons and ligaments and those connective tissues and stuff like that. And so because of that, you can be really strong, but then you just reach over to do something silly or step in the wrong direction. And all of a sudden you have this major, you know, something like you say, oh, it's kind of funny, and you kind of laugh about it, and you know, then all of a sudden you realize, well, it's not that funny anymore because it's lingering and lingering, and it becomes debilitating over time. And so, you know, I can feel your pain there. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Sandy Powers.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to armageddonworld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I'm your host, Bruce Wayne. Today's show topic, can you miss your window of opportunity to lose weight? And our guest today is Sandy Powers, who's a real estate coordinator from California. And Sandy used Armageddon Weight Loss to get in phenomenal shape. But the real story is that she had a series of injuries that plagued her to the point that she was kind of terrified to actually purchase any program because of all the injuries that she had over the years, you know, from a bad back to a neck injury to an ankle injury. And I got more, folks, so we're going to continue. In addition to all of those things that you had going on there, Sandy, and I mean, her bad back was so bad, folks, that she actually had to take off over two months off from work and could hardly get out of the car. I mean, so imagine, you know, being able to lose your independence because you've had a series of injuries. She had a freak accident and she stepped the wrong way, and then her ankle was plaguing her for over 2 years. So, you know, so Sandy became pretty skittish about actually dealing with any programs because of the injuries that she had. In fact, Sandy, you also mentioned something about that one of those workouts that you were doing kind of exacerbated your neck injury as well. Tell us about that.
It did. It felt more like a boot camp. It wasn't really a boot camp, but it was just, the intensity was just too much for me, and some parts of it were good, but the other parts, it was just too intense. If it was great if you were 20 and you didn't have any, you know, any issues, but if, you know, if you're older, or you know, even in your 30s or 40s, if you had any issues, the intensity was just too much, and I actually had to, my doctor told me that I actually had to stop the going because it was just making my neck like so much worse.
I was going to say boot camp. When you said boot camp, I was thinking 20-something, and I looked across at Jennifer, and she was shaking her head. We're like, oh, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Been there, heard it, seen it. Just say boot camp, and you get Bruce on a rampage.
Well, you know, those 20-something, they don't have any idea about what, you know, joint health is at that age. You know, when I was that age, you know, I thought I was like the Wolverine with adamantium in my joints, and I could never be injured. And when I got injured, I'd get mad at my joint. I literally would. I say, you better be healed by tomorrow because I'm going to be back in the gym.
And when you're in your 20s, you might heal in a week.
Yes, I healed in a week. I was expecting the next day, you know, but that was then. Well, now I got to take my time. I got to be careful. So let's continue. In addition to all of these injuries, you're also in full-blown menopause. So how's that working out for you?
It's been hot.
Well, you know, you said you want us to make you hot, but I don't think that's what you're referring to when you came to us, right?
No. I want a different kind of hot.
So how has menopause really changed your outlook, and how has it affected you physically?
Oh, I like not sleeping, the hot flashes. I was gaining weight in places where I had never gained weight. And the hot flashes got so bad, I actually would just sleep on a towel. And then it was like when it would get soaked, because I was sweating so much, I just had a pile of towels next to me, and I would just switch it out for another towel. it was absolutely horrible.
It's a rough time of life. So you've got, you know, you're not sleeping. You don't feel so good. You know, what does that do to you with your energy? Because here you are trying to get in shape, and there's a lot of people who are listening to this who are kind of, you know, minus all your injuries, but are in that situation. I mean, where do you, what's your energy level like, and how did that change in that menopausal stage?
Oh, it was very depleted, because especially with no sleep, it's like you need sleep to function. And so I heard of other people going through it, and I'd see commercials and various things like that. But until I experienced it, it was like, whoa. I mean, it was like one day I like had my head in the refrigerator. It was just like, this has to cool down now. It's been crazy.
And the weight gain, you know, in places that you don't want it and unexpected. I know a lot of people experience that. Did you have that? You mentioned that, but where did you gain your weight in menopause?
I developed a muffin top, and that was not an area, more of a belly and more of a muffin top. And I've had various weight issues, but it was never in that area. So it was like I felt like I had two butts. I felt like I had a front butt and a back butt. And it was just, the clothes didn't fit, and it just not pleasant at all.
And your self-esteem, how is that holding up through all that?
Oh, it was pretty much in the dumper. I mean, yeah, it was like, okay, well, why am I doing this? What am I? It's just like you don't even know where to start, what to do, because things you've done in the past didn't work. And it was like, okay, well, now what's next? And it's like, I'm afraid to start too much because I don't want to get injured. So, yes, it was definitely a struggle trying to find my way through.
Sandy, but I thought muffins were good. People say muffins are good. Not a muffin top? No?
No, not around your belly.
An extra butt in the front? No? And
yeah,
to use
no.
your words? Come on, it's the new look. It's coming back. You know, they bring them back bell bottoms. You know they got to bring back the front butt. So your injuries are piling up, and it affected your day-to-day activities, and you took time off from work. So you came to us clearly very frustrated. You were overweight, not morbidly obese, but you're certainly overweight with a nice muffin top, and you're out of shape, and you tried a series of programs. And so one of the things that you mentioned, not to call out Atkins in particular, but since you mentioned it, I'll throw it out there in your own words. You said you lost some weight with them, but what happened after you lost the weight with Atkins?
It was just not, I wasn't able to maintain it. The program wasn't well-rounded, and it's like, do I really want to eat bacon every day for the rest of my life? Is this really going to be healthy for me in the long run? And so I couldn't maintain it.
And how did you feel when you were on that diet, Atkins?
It was okay, but it was kind of up and down. I can't say that I felt wonderful on it.
And you tried other low-carb diets along the way, and what are your thoughts about that at this point?
It just needs to be more of a balance, because if it's so restricted, then it's like you can't, I mean, maybe you can maintain it for a few weeks or something, but after that, it's like what the reality of life is, it's just too hard to maintain.
Well, you also mentioned that you had shakes, and you talked about the green drinks. So let's talk about green drinks now.
Yes, I did green drinks, and I didn't mind the green drinks per se, but they really affected my blood sugar, even when I tried to cut out like the amount of fruit that was in the green drink. And so my energy level, instead of thinking, I was like, oh, I'm going to feel so wonderful. I mean, I was, you know, like, oh, my gosh, I can't even focus. I'm falling asleep because my blood sugar had bottomed out after I'd have a green drink.
Come on, Jennifer, that green detox drink. Oh, are you telling me that doesn't work now?
I'm just thinking of some of the green drinks I've seen in like a little packet, and it literally tastes like grass, like you're just supposed to drink
work for cows.
Liquid grass for a week. Be happy.
Bam. Well, it's like, you know, I'm sitting over here, I'm thinking as you're talking about all these different things. You got a bad back, you know, you got a bad ankle. What else you got going on there? You got
menopause,
a bad neck, you're
flashes.
Sweating and hot flash and your blood sugar is dropping. Boy, you're really being raked over the coal here. Okay, and so you also had five different personal trainers over the past 10 years, and you said you had one person that was pretty good, but yeah, he kind of moved away, plus he was way too expensive. So I guess that was affecting your pocketbook too, right?
Oh, very much so. I mean, there was part of it that was helping, but I mean, I was spending a lot of money trying to, like, fit into my clothes. And some of them would talk nutrition, or they might mention it here and there. And then some of them were, like, more interested in checking their cell phone to see what text they just got in, opposed to, like,
that's
watching
exercise
you work
too.
Out. So it's just something that I've chose to no longer have a personal trainer.
Well, you know, I'm sure it was helping your lower back. You know, your purse was getting lighter. You know, your pocketbook is getting lighter from spending all that money. So, you know, I'm sure it was taking some of the stress off your lower back, right? Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Sandy Powers.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. I'm your host, Bruce Wayne. Always keep in mind that Armageddon Weight Loss is the most personalized weight loss fitness program on the market. It was developed by 22 medical doctors, scientists, fitness experts, and champion athletes. How do you know weight loss program works? When over 50% of our clients work in the medical field. Numerous doctors, scientists, endocrinology doctors, physical therapists, registered dietitians, basically people that you'd go to when you want to get medical advice so that you can lose weight. They're coming to us. So when you got 50% of our clients who are actually using our program to lose weight and get in shape and they work in the medical field, you know it works. So reach out to us, go to our website, check out our before and after pictures. And not only are medical people using it, by the way, folks. I mean, Carlos, who lost 238 pounds and trained for the 2016 Olympics from right here in Atlanta, is a success story for us. Cindy has, in my opinion, at least every client that look at her legs with her cellulite says, well, my leg is not, I know I have cellulite, but my legs are not as bad as hers. And now if you see her after picture, you're quite amazed. She was actually featured in a number of medical publications because of how great her legs look. And Corey went from being sort of not an athlete, don't really work out, to being a phenomenal athlete with six-pack abs and the most perfect butt. And it's not just my idea that she has a perfect butt. She has a workout video that's called Titanium Butt Workout. Okay, which means that, hey, she got a great-looking butt, okay? So check us out at ArmageddonWorld.com. So today's show topic is, can you miss your window of opportunity to lose weight? And our guest today is real estate coordinator Sandy Powers, who's from California. And Sandy, well, let's just say they've thrown everything at her, including the kitchen sink. She had a bad back that kept her out of work for over 2 months. She twisted her ankle kind of freakishly, and then it lingered around for 2 years. She had a bad car accident, and it sort of injured her neck, and so that lingered on. She's in full-blown menopause, so she's waking up in the middle of the night and changing out towels. She went on this green drink thing that she was trying to do. She tried a litany of weight loss products along the way, and personal trainers, etc., and before our break, she was talking about that she went on this green drink and her blood sugar was dropping while she was throughout the day. So can you imagine all those things are happening all at the same time? Then she also spent a fortune on personal trainers as well, which was certainly helping her lower back because, you know, her pocketbook was getting lighter, but wasn't doing anything for her actually achieving her outcome. So, Sandy, let's continue our conversation. You said you also did a variety of yoga classes, but you were not a fan. And I mean, you also found them to be too expensive and you sort of hated them. So to be full disclosure, people, I actually like yoga, so I'm not going to diss yoga. There's a place for it in context. But, you know, what was it about the yoga that you didn't like, Sandy?
It was a little too serious for me. I wanted, if you tell me I can't talk, then I want to talk. Or if I want to laugh because I'm falling over, I want to feel like I could laugh because I'm rather comical trying to do some of this stuff. And so the stretching was good, but it was hard for me to be quite so serious.
Oh, come on now. You got to be very serious. So you had a little militant yoga instructor who is giving her a hell of you, Jennifer.
I would be just like you. I'm. That's why I don't do yoga, because I just would have trouble, you know, holding those positions and then not cracking up at myself. Not at the other people, just at myself.
Exactly.
So you turn fabulous 50, and how has that changed your perspective?
Oh, yeah, it's a big number, and I think of other people getting older. I don't think of myself getting older, but when you start getting AARP cards in the mail and various pamphlets like that, I was like, well, that must be for somebody else, and it has your name on it. It was like, oh, my gosh.
Did you call them and say, hey, I think it's a mistake. You know, you're sending it to some other old person here. That doesn't belong to me.
Exactly. And it was like, you know what, just a little reality check here. And then it's like, wow, I'm the one that's 50. And it's time goes by fast. And it was like, okay, we need to get a grip here.
You know, I have a story. I was living up in Vancouver, Canada, and I was staying at a friend's place. And there was this woman that was there, and she's probably about 70, about maybe 69, 70. And she's sitting at the table having breakfast. And she started crying, and she said, it went by so fast. She's like, it went by so fast. The years went by so fast. It's almost over.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. You know, and you realize that it does go by so fast, you know, in a lot of ways. And that's why people need to live their dreams. And that's one of the things in our program, that once you get to your goal, we always actually encourage our clients to take a vacation. It's part of our thing that we tell them. We always say, okay, now you got to plan a trip. And they're like, really?
And it's a great reward.
Yeah. And Sherry recently, remember the one who lost all that weight and got off her diabetic meds?
Yeah.
She actually took her first trip to Europe recently, just a few months ago. And this was the first time she went out of the country. And she went all over the place. And she's like, wow, she was so glad she was in the shape that she was in. But she was also saying, why didn't I do it sooner?
Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of people say that.
Yeah, she's 57 and she's finally just doing it. And you know, as part of the thing is like, you, when you get to 50, right, Sandy, you start looking at things a lot differently about things and experience that you might want to have, right?
Yes, definitely.
So how did you discover Armageddon Weight Loss? How do you find this?
I was getting my nails done, looking through a magazine, and I saw an ad. You know, it was all these various weight loss programs. I believe it might have been around the first of the year when everybody's like, you know, New Year's resolution. And so I was reading the different descriptions, and it was when I saw the part that it was more tailored for the person versus just this generic program, that's what caught my interest.
And what was different about this program versus all the other ones? We know what you tried. So you were coming in with a very skeptical eye. So what was different about this? Why did you even bother?
Well, I was feeling rather desperate. I wanted my clothes to fit. And it seemed more of a balance. Although when I first started, I definitely felt a bit overwhelmed, possibly in over my head. But because it was more tailored for the person, I felt like it was going to be more of a balance versus here is your generic, you know, program that you're going to do for this long, and then you're going to switch to this and, you know, go through all the, like, box cutter, like, steps, which wasn't going to work for me.
And when you started it, and you said it was overwhelming at first, was there someone there to kind of walk you through there, to hold your hand?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I would have been lost without having you as my coach, because at first...
Damn it, she outed me, Jennifer.
He's blushing. You're making him blush.
You get this big box, and then it's like, oh, whoa, read all of that, watch that video, do that. It's like, oh, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? But at that point, I was like, okay, I've already, like, paid the money. I've already, like, you know, I should at least try it.
So folks, let me give you a little insider. When you get our program, unlike a lot of the other programs, what happens is that, you know, I actually heard this one girl, I was sitting in a restaurant, this is years and years ago, and she was talking about this other program there, that X90X program thing there. And she says, oh, I got it. And I took the instruction, I threw it in the trash can, and I just started to work out. And I thought, you know, and then I looked at it, and I'm thinking, look, you know, people need to understand what they're going to do before they do it. It's the human body, and it's complex, and you need to give people enough scientific information as to what they're doing before they start doing it. And most of the time when you go to the gym, the people don't even know your name. The instructors don't even know your name. You're just a body in the class there, and all of a sudden you start jumping around. They don't even know if you have a bad knee or a bad back half the time. And all automatically you start doing all this exercise and you don't understand the science behind it, the biochemistry, you know, why am I lightheaded? You know, what type of foods I'm supposed to eat? You know, what's my workaround if I actually have a bad back, for example? And so being able to have a, you know, when it shows up, when your program shows up, it's pretty comprehensive. It's the world's largest of its kind. But the thing is that it's just like going through college. You know, there's a first grade, second grade, third grade. Well, there are layers to this. So there's, you know, so we have different levels. And as Sandy progresses through each level, you know, she's able to get to see her body changing. So Sandy, were you surprised that you're able to find, you know, things that you can do to work around your injuries?
I was. I mean, for the limited amount of motion and various things that I was able to do, it was great being able to, like, work with you and, like, okay, try this, modify this, and I could still keep going.
So have you finally learned how to eat healthy and consistently?
I have. It's been great, and I don't miss, you know, the sugary things that I used to eat before, and when I do taste something and it's got a lot of sugar in it, it actually tastes really bad. It was like, oh my gosh, I used to think this is so good, and it doesn't taste good anymore.
Isn't that great, though, getting off of sugar? I mean, that's just, it's funny how you taste it. Do you feel like you can eat like this for the rest of your life?
I do. And it's like, I think the first thing I've done where I feel like I could continue it. Because in the past, it's like, you know, oh, I'm so excited. It's like I do some program and then it just keeps creeping back on. It doesn't stay off. But I honestly feel like I could actually continue this and this for the rest of my life.
Well, Sandy, thank you for joining us for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have a new segment. It's called, Are You Kidding Me?
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.
Welcome back to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Today we have a new segment that we're discussing, or we're introducing. It's called, Are You Kidding Me? In this segment, I get to rant and rave about all sort of ridiculous things I see on TV or online that are just ridiculous, and I just go, Are you kidding me? So in this segment today, we're going to talk about a commercial that I saw recently over the weekend on testosterone. Yes, and I'm calling this one out, folks. So they put on this NFL football player on there, and he's the guy, and he looks, you know, from observation, I could be wrong, but he looks like he's clocking about 450 pounds. He's a big guy on there. And then the commercial says, well, you know, this is a former retired football player, you know, and then you know the reason he's not losing weight, right? Because it's because he has low T's. That's why. It's not because of the volume of food he's shoveling into his mouth. It's because of his low testosterone. So then they show in the next clip where apparently they put him on testosterone, and then all of a sudden, voila, he's working out and they're zooming in on his bicep. But you see, folks, there's something about what I do. I'm not paying attention to the misdirected bicep. I'm looking at his gut, and I'm looking over there, and he still looks the same. He looks like he may have lost 50 pounds, but on a guy that's 450 pounds, what are you, a trim 400 pounds? I don't really think so. So, you know, Jennifer, we actually had a guy in the gym several years ago, and he said he looked like he was about, I asked him, how much do you weigh? And he says, well, he lost,
you know, he lost 30 pounds. And I say, well, what's your goal? You know, I say, how much do you weigh? He says, well, I'm 330. And he says, well, I want to get back to my, you know, my football days, you know. And I said, you know, how much is that? And he says, well, I got another 30 pounds to go. Now, this was a guy that was about 5'9", okay?
Whoa.
And he was very deconditioned, okay? He was overweight. He was morbidly obese. And he goes, you know, somewhat, I'm thinking, what? A trim 300 pounds?
At 5'9"? That's
exactly.
Absurd. For almost any height.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a difference. I mean, I came from the bodybuilding, weightlifting, and powerlifting world. I can certainly appreciate a jacked up bodybuilder that's, you know, that's 5% body fat and he's ripped. Okay, I get that, but this was not that look, okay? This was, and so, you know, in the commercial, you know, they threw a suit, you know, a jacket on this guy again. They're showing him off. Look at him now. And I'm going, well, he still looks unhealthy. So I want to talk a little bit about testosterone, and here's an article that I pulled from Harvard Health publication. And so I'm going to read you this article, sort of excerpts of it, kind of verbatim a little bit to make my point. So it says, millions of American men use a prescription testosterone gel or injection to restore normal levels of the manly hormone. The ongoing pharmaceutical marketing blitz promises that treating low T this way can make men feel more alert, energetic, mentally sharp, and sexually functional. However, legitimate safety concern lingers. For example, some older men on testosterone could face high cardiac risk. Yeah, not like your heart's that important, right? However, because of the marketing, men have been flooded with information about the potential benefits of fixing low testosterone, but not without the potential costs, said Dr. Carl Palais, an endocrinology and assistant professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. Men should be much more mindful of the possible long-term complications. He's referring to taking testosterone. However, he says a loophole in the FDA regulations allow pharmaceutical marketers to urge men to talk to their doctors if they have a certain possible sign of testosterone deficiency. And I know a little bit about this. I worked in the hospital for many years. And one of the things is that back in the 80s or 90s, what used to happen is that these pharmaceutical company would be, you know, they'd have to approach the doctor and then the doctor would have to sign off. And so they would wine and dine the doctor to get their drugs in the door. But then a funny thing happened. They found a loophole, and the loophole was that, hey, we can just target the patients and we can advertise on TV, and then those patients will go in and badger the doctor to get it. And so now you see a litany of just about every commercial on TV. It always says, talk to your doctor, you know, ask your doctor if it's safe for you to do blah, 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 or Cialis or whatever. Okay. And so the point is that that's the loophole that they're talking about. So, you know, according to this article reading from it says, virtually everybody asks about this now because the direct-to-consumer marketing is so aggressive, says Dr. Michael O'Leary, and he's a urologist at Harvard affiliate Brigham and Women's Hospital, which is the hospital that I work at. Tons of men who would never ask me about this before started to do so when they saw ads that said, do you feel tired? So all of a sudden you feel tired. Oh, my T cell levels must be low, so gotta go out and get some testosterone. In fact, the research results are not in. I can't tell you for certain that this raises the risk of heart problems and prostate cancer, or it doesn't, says Dr. Palais. We need a large study with multiple thousands of people followed for many years to figure it out. And see, that's part of the problem, because see, a lot of these stuff that come out, especially testosterone, Kathy Trumbull, Dr. Trumbull, our endocrinology doctor that we had on several weeks back, we were having a private conversation about this. And one of the things that she was saying is, look, Bruce, the research is not in. We don't know yet for sure, you know, whether, you know, you may see some of the, you know, the beneficial things about taking testosterone, but you don't know what the side effects are. And like I've said before, I'm not anti-drug. There may be some benefits to taking testosterone down the road. But until there's a large study that's done and you can see, you know, some of the side effects that are occurring from it. And, you know, because remember, all drugs have a side effect. So if you don't know the side effect, you say, hey, you know, it makes me feel stronger. Yeah, your biceps are stronger, but what about that other muscle, your heart muscle or your kidneys? Or, you know, what about your liver? You know, you're not thinking about those internal things. And part of the things that I want you to think about is that what is really health? Is health just a superficial appearance of you looking healthy? Or is it that you're internally healthy?
I always think that if you take care of the internal stuff, then it's going to make you look good on the outside. It always have a physical manifestation where you look better. Right, Jennifer?
Of course. And that's what everybody wants.
Yeah, you know, so you know, because also you can say, hey, I looked a picture of health. But if you're, you know, you're taking a bunch of drugs and your heart rate is, you know, it's up and your cholesterol is high and you're on all this crazy stuff and you don't know what the side effects, I mean, then you can keel over. You know, so, you know, in a lot of bodybuilding competitions, they actually take diuretics, for example, to get flush the water out of their system. But quite a few of them have actually died because, you know, they...
Well,
they're dehydrated, you know, and it actually affects your body in ways that you can't even imagine. Before you know it, you're keeled over there and you're dead. But you look like the picture
of
good health.
You look hot.
Hey, I guess you died going out being hot, though. If you're looking at yourself, you know, like a kind of hover afterlife, you go, yeah, but look at me. Look at my bicep, you know. So from that point of view, you know, you know, it's something for you to think about. So the other thing is I want you to consider as well is, you know, let me tell you kind of a similar story. So a few years, probably about a year and a half ago, I actually went into my doctor's office and folks, you can go check me out and see what I look like. I'm a pretty fit guy. I've been fit most of my life. You know, deliberately put in my time and I'm strong as an ox. I can pick up the whole gym pretty much when I go in there. And I go into the doctor's office and I swear to you, it was like a drug dealer scene. The doctor kind of looked to his left, looked to his right, kind of shaded. And he goes, how's your T levels? And I go, what? He's going, you know, we need to check to see if your T levels are low. And I go, well, I don't know. I says, you know, I practically, you know, on a bench press machine, I'm pretty much bench pressing 645 pound plates on each side. I'm like, I can't imagine lifting any more weight at my age. And the thing is, he was trying to sell me on testosterone. And I'm thinking, good Lord, if this guy is looking towards a guy like me to try to sell on testosterone, you know, luckily enough, I was in the know. So I was able to say thanks, but no thanks. And followed by, I went back home and I said, I'm done with this guy. I never went back to that guy and I found me a new doctor. So, you know, when you go to the doctor, I'm not, like I said, I'm not anti-testosterone, I'm not anti-drug, but you need to be an advocate for your health and use some common sense. If you don't need it, just because somebody says, are you tired? Are you not getting any sleep at night? Are you being restless? You know, well, maybe you might want to just go to bed, get some exercise and eat a little healthy. It doesn't necessarily mean you need a drug. Our medical and scientific board of advisors who helped to develop Armageddon weight loss includes 4 neuroscientists, 2 psychologists, 2 physicists, a biochemist, a health chemist, an endocrinology doctor, an OBGYN doctor, gastroenterology doctor, physical therapist, registered dietitian, and champion athletes, and more people that I can list right now who are part of our team. Over 50% of our clients work in the medical field. Numerous medical doctors, physical therapists, and a gazillion nurses, even highly qualified registered dietitians, are using our program to get in shape. What I want you to think about, I keep saying this on our program, when those experts, the ones that you go to get weight loss advice, when they're coming to us, there's something different about our program. Because typically these are the guys who discredit weight loss fitness programs for not being scientifically valid. Except we're getting more and more of them coming in. And the thing that's really interesting, when they come in, some of them come in and they're very skeptical, even though they're, you know, referred by their colleagues. They go, well, we'll have to see about this. You know, I have a background in, you know, biology or chemistry or whatever. And then once they start the program and they get it in the mail and they start reading through it, the attitude completely changes. All of a sudden, they're itching to go, okay, I'm ready to get started. Just a few questions to ask to clarify things, and they're on their way. That tells you something. One by one, we're convincing a lot of these guys to make a change. And so if you're out there and you've been trying a lot of other programs, if you're out there and you've tried a lot of programs along the way and you're not getting to your results, or you have joint issues and you need a little bit of a workaround, you know, I'm not saying somebody in a wheelchair needs to roll up on us, but I'm saying that if you're struggling a little bit and you really need a program that's going to be designed based on your fitness level, and is going to take you on a path and you can get some coaching along the way to help you to get to your goal, take a look at Armageddon Weight Loss. Go to Armageddon Weight Loss. It's a blue website. When you get there, you will know you've arrived there because you'll see people of all fitness level, age, stripes, etc., medical professional or profession across the board that are using our program to get in shape. Thank you for joining us for the Armageddon Weight Loss Show. Until next time, stay fit.
You've been listening to the Armageddon Weight Loss Show with Bruce Wayne. To learn more, go to ArmageddonWorld.com.